Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and our expository study of the book of Joel. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, send those by email to BBFOhio@protonmail.com or mail your letter along with any check or money order contributions to support this ministry to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. Donations can also be made at bbfohio.com using the PayPal donation button. We now begin this expository study of the book of Joel. This is part one of two.
We'll find out if it's loud enough for the online. After our current events update. The Antichrist army is the cult of liberalism.
Yep.
There are other groups that you can maybe include in there you wouldn't necessarily call liberals because of their views and everything, but that's the bulk of the army are liberals who will be left behind after the rapture and they will serve the Antichrist. They're hard at work already doing the work of the Antichrist. And one of them is seen in how they're trying to make Christians and conservatives the new Jew in reference to the German Holocaust, the way they treated the Jews and the Gypsies and others. And people are losing their jobs. And in this case, they didn't even say anything. An agent was fired from a literary agency simply for using Parler and Gab, two social media networks that are platforms. They're just seen as not being a part of the liberal cult. And since they're not a part of the goose-stepping Gestapo, then anybody on those is now being threatened with loss of their job. And the article there was Newsweek. I'm using one of the libtard fake Democrat news media outlets just to show you how bad it is. They're even admitting it. They don't even hide it. The president of a literary agency based in New York City said Monday on Twitter that one of the agency's employees was terminated. What was her crime?
Oh, my God.
After her use of conservative social media sites, Parler and Gab was discovered.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? I don't care who you are. If you're a liberal today, shame on you. You are filthy, wicked. And you are the new Nazi. And that's what liberalism and the Democrat Party is. Censorship. They're going to do everything they can to shut down anybody who doesn't walk the party line, just like the communists always have. It's been going on for years. But here's one you might remember not too long ago. The fire chief of the Atlanta Fire Department was fired basically because he expressed his belief in the Bible. And that was back in 2015. It's getting worse with each passing year. We've got some folks who are suing Kroger. They were fired because they refused to wear that pride symbol on their Kroger outfits. We stopped shopping at Kroger several years ago because we went in there right here in Worthington and they had the whole thing decorated with the pride sodomite stuff. Shaking their fist in the face of God who says it's an abomination and wickedness and they're saying we're proud of it. Well, then I'll shop elsewhere.
Amen.
There's what the little thing looks like on the little aprons that they wear.
That is so hard, Greg.
Then, yeah. That's sweet. Then a Republican, an engineer for Google who happens to be a Republican, was fired just for being a Republican. And I think he's suing. He said there's been a lot of bullying. See, they always project. They claim you are the bully. Why? Because we simply tell the truth. If someone asks us if it's a sin to murder babies, we say yes. If they ask us if it's a sin to have sex outside of marriage, we say yes. We don't point the finger and say that we're better than you, because a lot of us were once one of those things. Fornicators, liars, thieves, even some sodomites. The problem is the fact that they won't repent. They're proud of it. That's where the problem lies. Here's another one. A Christian was fired for picking the gospel over Black Lives Matter. And I've heard a number of stories about people who, because they said they couldn't support Black Lives Matter as a organization, because it's totally antichrist. We've shown you that here before. You know, I'll mention it again, that our radio station we got kicked off of, they took our radio program off because I told the truth, the facts about Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's going on. It's the new Nazi party, but they're more, the Nazi party was National Socialist. These people, a lot of them like to be called Democrat Socialists, but they really are corporate communists. That's really what they are. Mm-hmm. That's why you have the heads of corporations like Bezos, Dorsey, Zuckerberg, Pichai, all these guys, they're communists, but they have a corporate communism. It's not the Stalinist version, it's the Chinese version. And that's why they installed a Chinese president, Beijing Biden.
Right.
So the examples could go on and on, but the point is that the stage is being set for this prophecy, Matthew 24:9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. That's what liberalism is doing to America right now. And it's setting the stage for the Antichrist. And we were taken off of 91.5 locally for simply warning people of these things. And that's what it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Now, I can tell you that I was telling somebody this very well could turn out to be a Joseph moment.
Amen.
Because there's a possibility of us going on a different radio station locally and we'd get 10 times the audience. And so we'll actually have a better time slot if it works out the way they're talking. I know this is one of my mom's favorites. So, who am I?
Who am I?
Thank you.
Joel 3. We left off in verse 3. So that's where we're going to pick up in our reading, verses 3 through 6. Joel 3, beginning verse 3, read the even with me. And they have cast lots for my people, and have given a boy for an harlot, and sold a girl for wine, that they might drink. Yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon, and all the coasts of Palestine? Will ye render me a recompense? And if ye recompense me, swiftly and speedily will I return your recompense upon your own head. Because ye have taken my silver and my gold, and have carried into your temples my goodly pleasant things. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold unto the Grecians, that ye might remove them far from their border. God's people say amen to that.
Amen.
All right. We've seen in our previous study that the land was the first reason given for God gathering all the nations in the Valley of Jehoshaphat and pleading with them there. We won't repeat everything we said, but we'll mention it. When he says plead, he means pouring out his wrath. Now we see that the part that the people of Israel play in this pouring out of his wrath. So let's read verse 2 again. Just for context, it says, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the Valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. So it says there that it's the land, and then we ended by discussing the fact they've scattered the Jews among the nations and parted his land. We talked about all that in our last study. And then in verse 3, the first phrase there, first line, says, and they have cast lots for my people. How many of you know what casting lots is? You can compare it sort of to our dice game.
Gambling.
And it's not always in a gambling sense of casino type thing. It's business. But businessmen gamble all the time. That's really what the stock market is. It's a big gamble. And that's what this is about. It's a fact that John Wesley, I just take it straight from him, said it was customary with conquerors to divide the captives by lot. And so did these enemies of the Jews, so that they would cast lots and then divide them, and that's how they, you know, decide who would go where and who would buy what and that sort of thing.
Yeah, they the only place in the scripture that I can think of is Jesus' garments there when he was on the cross there. We cast lots.
Yeah, there's other places, but that's the one most people would probably think of if they thought of one.
But that's... I'm trying to think of...
They cast lots when they chose Matthias.
Joel's talking about for 2,000 years. Joel's saying this has been going on. That's what we're going to talk about a little bit. Is this? There are biblical examples, like with Jesus. But when he says this, he's talking about they cast lots for my people. And he's talking about what they've been doing for 2,000 years.
Okay. Is that any connection to the...
Well, let me get to what I'm saying. Let me get to what I'm going to say, and then you ask the question, because it's I'm presenting here. The world leaders have used Jews in particular like property and game pieces, and so that's when God says, "You're casting lots for my people." It's something's been going on for 2,000 years, and it's a general statement. It doesn't mean that it's always the same. Casting lots, if you see how they do that. There's plenty of times in the scripture where we're told that God looks at what is being done and he'll say it's doing this, but you have to look at it in the broader sense of how that applies. casting lots is a general sense of like throwing your money out the window. Doesn't mean I'm literally saying a person drove down the street and threw money out the window.
Right.
But if, for example, you spend a lot of money on lottery tickets, lottery, connection there,
no.
You're throwing money out the window.
No.
and that's what this kind of general statement means. What you'll find in history is the fact that what they call pogroms, not programs, I've asked people to actually try, correct me when I said this, the word is P-O-G-R-O-M-S, pogroms. Throughout Eastern Europe, especially Russia, that basically means they tried to either banish or actually destroy the Jews. And that would mean and include burning down the synagogues, burning down their houses, stealing everything they owned, sending them off penniless to try to survive. In Russia, you know, about at least half of the year, it's hard to survive the winters, even if you have food, because of the cold. And they made the Jew virtually a nomad. I told people, you ought to watch Fiddler on the Roof. It's a kind of an entertaining way of yet seeing what this was like. And all this is done, the reason why they did this, was to play political games and keep Jews from gaining any sort of power to resist. It's kind of like what happened in Egypt. Why did Pharaoh kill the firstborn male? Because they were outnumbering the Egyptians, and they were going to be too powerful, and they were afraid they were going to overthrow them. Well, that's what's happening in every country, and that's why they'll talk about the Jews control everything, Jewish bankers, Jews control Hollywood, Jews this. And like, you know, there are some wicked liberal Jews who do bad things in this country. But the most dangerous, wicked person in America is the white liberal.
Amen.
Not the Jews, not the blacks, not the Hispanics, not any other race you want to point the finger at. These white supremacists get on to me every once in a while, and I reply back. I say, listen, first of all, people who hold those views usually are failures, they're losers, and they have to blame their failure on somebody, so they pick the boogeyman, who's the Jew. But the other thing is, you know, if I was going to pick a supreme race, the last one would be white, because most white people are stupid.
Yeah.
Most white people, that's a scientific mathematical fact. I'm not making that up. Most white people are stupid. Most people are stupid. We do know that as well. But it's just a fact. So, yeah. It's like when I say most women are stupid, and some of the women get mad at me. But I didn't say you're stupid. I didn't say you white people are stupid. I mean, if you're stupid, that's between you and the Lord and the people who have to live with you every day. But most people are stupid. I mean, most people support this stuff that's killing our country. Most people support abortion, regardless of what you'll hear some people saying the majority don't, and that's a lie. I don't care what they say. What they do is they fix the question in a certain way so that people will answer the way they want them to. But if you just go around looking at, do you think women ought to have the right to abort their babies? The majority say yes. That's a fact. And so that tells you right there, most people are stupid and wicked. So throughout its history, but especially between the 12th and 16th centuries, the papacy used its inquisition to purge, harass, and banish Jews. And how did they do that? Well, it was usually had something to do with politics and agreements that they would make with people. They call these things concordats. They basically sign these agreements, and you know, that's just a fact of history. How did Hitler get by with the Holocaust? In large measure because of the papacy and the concordat he signed with, what is his name? I think, in all irony, his name was Pius, I think. Then, we have this in our history. We have more than this in our history. But, FDR, he couldn't stand the Jews. He didn't like the Jews, and one of the best things that ever happened was FDR dying so that Harry Truman would become president, so that in 1948 America would recognize Israel. If FDR was still president, history would have been totally different. And during World War II, it's funny they use the word derailed. This is FDR's bigotry derailed many Holocaust rescue plans. He literally refused to bomb the railroads in Germany that would have stopped them from being able to take Jews by the thousands to the camps to be murdered.
Wow.
He's like, not worth our time. We have better things to do.
Wow.
And there's people who will tell you, try to make a case that that really was important for us to do this and do that. We could have bombed the railway. We could have sent people in to destroy the railway, and the Nazis didn't have the manpower or the ability to rebuild them. And that's just one example. Another example is not just FDR. It was a whole Congress. They tried to pass legislation to bring Jewish children so they wouldn't die in camps. And our Congress in that day wouldn't let them do it.
Wow.
Basically got a bunch of Jews killed. So since becoming a nation, Israel and the Jews have been pawns on the table of international political chess games. So, and by the way, it's not just the Jews. The Palestinians, you ever heard of them? I put in quotes, there's no such thing. There's never been a Palestinian state. Before 1948, the Jews were the Palestinians. They had their own Palestinian symphony, and it was Jews. They had the Palestinian paper, newspaper. It was a Jewish newspaper. It was after Israel used the name Israel for their country, then that the Arab countries created this idea of the Palestinian being the non-Jew, and they hoarded them up in these refugee camps so that they could use them as a political football. And they have been ever since. And they created this myth of the Palestinian state and all that. And we talked about this before, but the Jordanian, you have heard of the nation of Jordan. And they have a king. They just totally made it up out of thin air. And in order to keep Israel from having all that land that is now modern day Jordan. So, we could go on and on, by the way. I mean, I have to condense some of these things, or this would go on for weeks. But God is getting fed up. That's what we're being told in the scripture. As we see the stage being set, everything you're seeing going on right today, you may say, think it doesn't necessarily have anything directly to do with what we're talking about Israel tonight, but it does. It's all interconnected. The establishment of a world government, a world economic system where they can cause every man, woman, child to receive a mark on their hand or their forehead in order to buy, sell, or trade. You're seeing that whole thing set up. We talked about it Sunday. Our Congressman Steve Stivers is trying to set it up so you don't get your stimulus check unless you get the vaccine. That's just a model for what the Antichrist will do. And every time they make that kind of a deal, it's all the model for the Antichrist. You realize if you study a lot of what goes on when it comes to the education system and all the money for education, the highway system, and there's billions of dollars comes from the federal government. That is completely anti-constitutional. Our founding fathers set it up so that it wouldn't work the way it does now. They have established this thing where, no, the federal government can't come into your public school and tell you that you can't have prayer. Do you know that? That the federal government can't come in and tell you you have to use a certain curriculum. But they do. How? Because they dangle these billions of dollars over the heads of the entire state of Ohio and say, if you don't do what we say, we'll take our money away. It is an end around of the Constitution. And it should be stopped. But even those who claim to be conservatives either don't have the brains or the courage to do it. Do you realize what's going on with the whole social media thing right now is an end around of the First Amendment? The government can't tell you that you can't post things, but if the billionaire corporate communists take over all forms of expression and then can hold it over your head and threaten your job, threaten your school, you could be in school and there are kids being kicked out of schools because of things they post on Twitter. It is destroying the First Amendment, not by government, but by government arrangement. It is corporate communism. And that is what is going to kill this country. And that's a prophecy. Write it down. It is happening right now, so it's not really a good prophecy. It's already taking place. But it is going to happen. Why? Because that's the kind of system the Bible says the Antichrist sets up. Corporate communism. It doesn't say he takes over all the everything like the Stalinist communist model. The Antichrist uses the Chinese model. And he...